Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Going the distance despite the odds got an added dimension recently when a group of four blinded veterans competed in the California International Marathon. The team finished the relay in under 4 hours, beating the average marathon time. It was all made possible by Richard Hunter of the Blinded Veterans Association through its Operation Peer Support Committee and the United States Association of Blind Athletes. For more about the Operation Peer Support Initiative and the BVA organization as a whole, call 800-669-7079 or visit bva.org.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinics, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org, para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. If you missed the first hour, well, then you have to tune in. You'll have to go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. We hope we'll have some really, really good guests this hour. We'll see if he shows what I'm thinking about. We'll see later in the show if he shows. Right now, trivia time.
More trivia, right, Michael?
This song was a big song. Since we're talking about sleep, I figured I got to play this song. This is one of my favorite songs when talking about sleeping. Okay, let's hear it. Trivia time. Boston Intern. Listening to the song.
Kick the blankets on the floor.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who's in the song?
Because I was tossing and turning, tagging and tossing, tossing and turning all night. Jumped out of bed, turned on the light. I pulled down the shade, went to the kitchen for a bite. Rolled up the shade, turned off the light. I jumped back into bed, it was the middle of the night. The clock downstairs was striking four. Couldn't get you off my mind. I heard the milkman at the door. Cause I was tossing and turning, turning and tossing. Tossing and turning all night.
407-894-1680. Who's listening to the song? Okay, good. You know, it's very interesting. That trivia song, he said something in that song when he was singing it. I bet you nobody knows I'm thinking about it.
I know.
Something went on in those days when this record was playing, was big. I'll give you a hint. They used to deliver to the door. They don't do that anymore. As far as I know, they don't do that in Orlando. I don't think they do that in Pennsylvania.
Milkman
delivering to the door.
Yeah, I don't know if it's happening anywhere in the country. Maybe somewhere.
Oh well, I'm glad you said delivered. Something because I was going to say it's a pandemic going on, so I don't think any of that happening right now.
Yeah, well, maybe pizza.
Right.
If anybody still gets a milkman delivered, I'd like to know about it. Call 407-894-1680. Anybody gets milk delivered
outside on the steps.
Yeah, I remember that too. They used to get a box. Some days you somehow a milk box. You had a milk box. They put the milk in the milk box.
I remember we had one. But you know what? Now the milkman is, they call him Uber Eats. And he'll bring you anything you want.
Instacart, right?
I don't know if they still doing the. I don't know if they still doing the milkman anyway because things got to look tricky with the milkman.
Yeah, that's right. I heard he got into some trouble.
Right. Listen, we got Anthony on the phone line from West Palm Beach calling in for the trivia.
Good.
Anthony.
Anthony, where are you calling in from, Anthony?
Hey, how you doing, Michael?
Hi, Anthony. Where are you calling in from, Anthony?
West Palm Beach.
I'm glad you got back in. Who do you think sang that song?
What do you think singing that song, Anthony?
Bobby Lewis?
100% right.
Wow.
Bobby Lewis is correct. Boston and turning.
I got sidetracked before. I was watching the video of that girl that was missing.
Oh, yeah. That's sad.
Yeah, they found her.
That's not good. Yeah, I was worried about that. That is a shame.
But they found her?
Yeah, they found her. So, but they haven't found the boyfriend yet. So, yep, he will be a person of interest, I do believe.
Yeah, what a sin, huh? Anyway,
it is.
Anyway, to go back to the good things, you just won yourself a $10 gift card at Subway, Anthony.
How you feeling?
Thanks. Thank you for asking how I'm feeling, Anthony. I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
I'm doing okay.
Every 10 minutes, I get a spasm attack, but otherwise.
He sounds pretty good, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. God bless you.
For an old guy? You know?
My big day is Thursday. Thursday, they'll tell me if this is... operation was successful. Yay or nay?
It's going to be successful. We've already claiming that.
I'll pray on Thursday.
Yep.
All right, God bless.
I've started already. Trust me.
Let me tell you something. I went through so much work, and I mean work. Hey, actually, you know what? You people out there, listen to the show, the listeners, listen to this. Physically... the hospital kept on calling. We don't have this record. We don't have this. I said, the doctor sent it to you. We don't have it. I got Lynn to take me to back to the doctor's office, and I physically asked the girl to send it again, and I physically sat there while she did it. Then I called back the hospital. She still didn't get it. I said, listen, there's something wrong with your system. I physically sat there while the girl sent it to you.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that was all dropped. When we got in, 5:30 in the morning, the operation was early in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, we got there. The first thing the girl said is, registration. The first thing the girl said is, we need some paperwork from you. Did you bring the paperwork with you? I said, what paperwork? I tried to freak out. She says, I'm still missing this one and this one. I said, wait a minute.
Just kidding. Right?
I sat there when they sent it, and I know you got it. She says, where'd you send it to? I said, let me ask a question. Did you get this piece of paper? She said, yeah, I got that piece of paper. That was sent from the same place. Anyway, about 2 minutes later, she calls back. They found it.
Of course.
On that note, good night, Anthony.
Good night, Anthony. Thank you, Anthony.
We're going to go to break.
Hey, God bless.
Basil, listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show, Anthony. Glad you're listening.
I pray for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're a good guy, Anthony. Hey, I think we got a guest coming up, too.
Thank you.
We're
going
to go to break.
All right. We're going to break. Don't go away. You want to break.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. You too, man. Bye, Anthony.
Thanks.
Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org, para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-333-3 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinics, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, if you can call, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Hey, folks. You there?
I think they are. They're all tuned in now.
Are you there? I'm here. Listening to everyone here. You can call in, you know. You can say hello. See how you're doing. 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up.
Okay. Well, it's my pleasure to welcome Terry Woolard. And Terry is a very talented musician, and he's calling in from Middletown, Connecticut. And we're very happy to have you on the Blind and Beyond radio show. And it is my pleasure. I am going to turn the interview over to none other and our co-host, Dave Hillebrandt, who is also a talented musician. So you have a lot in common, gentlemen.
Not in the same league as Sir Terry here, but I'm thrilled to have you on, Terry, and welcome to the worldwide show here this evening. How's it going up in Connecticut?
Well, first of all, I would like to say thank you very much for having me. Thank you, Lynn, for introducing me. And how is it going up here in Connecticut? It's going very well. It really is. It's going very well. We had a very beautiful day today. The weather was just perfect. And I'm just kind of breezing along with the breeze.
So, Terry, you're a super fine musician, but there's no way for me to really categorize you. And I know some people have called you a jazz musician, but I hear lots of different styles of music in there, jazz, reggae, lots of great soulful overtones in your voice. So first, you might comment. I know I've heard a lot of sax in some of the tunes I've been listening to of yours on YouTube, but what is your main instrument along with your excellent voice? And is there one style of music that you like better than another to play?
I definitely don't like being categorized as a jazz musician. I like to be categorized as a musician. And yes, you're absolutely right. I like all genres of music. And you're absolutely right. A lot of the music that I've recorded, it's kind of all over the place. So there are some R&B stuff, some reggae stuff, inspirational stuff there. There's also some smooth R&B. You're right. I do a lot of sax stuff. And my main instrument is all keys, piano, keyboards, although I fool with the harmonica a little bit. And I wish that the guitar was my primary instrument.
Well, yeah, I'm just a guitar player. I wish that I had picked up keyboards, and I'm at age 60. It's not too late, so I do have a keyboard here, but I know how long it takes to get any good. So I'm sure it's probably a little too late for yours truly. But in your case, along with doing lots of playing, the big thing I'm so impressed with is all your writing. And I wonder, did you start music performing first? And then got into writing, or how did you decide to start writing music?
It was my father's idea to put me and my late brother into, you know, get us involved in music. And he thought perhaps, you know, because of our vision loss, we can make a career of it. So we started out by taking private lessons, and then I first began playing for the church. I remember our very first—I wouldn't say major performance, but then yes, I guess I can say that we were down in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and we started. You know, my brother and I, we played, and from there I began to kind of branch out a little bit and play wedding gigs and, you know, different performances around the community and all.
So not to interrupt you, but my apologies. You mentioned your brother, and so you had your brother was a team playing somewhat, or were you in a band together?
He was also an incredible piano player. He kind of like studied Oscar Peterson a lot, so our styles was different. And he was also visually impaired, but he was a very incredible musician as well. Yes.
And I'm sorry I understand that you're mentioning in the past tense, so I'm sorry for the loss of your brother. I know that there was a song I listened to on YouTube that even mentions about his passing, and I was going to ask you about that a little bit.
Yeah, it's interesting you picked up on that, but then the title is straight out there, so...
Paying attention, see?
Yeah, you are definitely paying attention. So, yeah. I did write a song in his honor, but, you know, all my music, I would say probably 99% of it, 0.9, it's about my life story, different events and different things that has taken place in my life, so it's just kind of like an autobiography put to music.
Good. And so now the sax on a few of those songs, that's you playing saxophone, is that right?
No, actually I'm working with another incredible musician, David Davis. I collaborate a lot with him on a lot of the tracks, and he also introduces me to a lot of different musicians that we kind of come together, so, you know, from time to time and put this music together. The majority, though, of the music is me. I kind of like scored and put down maybe like four tracks and the string. I love strings, so I like to orchestrate strings. And
Do you record any at your own home with your own equipment, or do you go to a studio? How do you usually handle that?
Yes, I start off at home. I use the Roland VS 2480 DVD digital recorder. Is a 24 track with 386 virtual tracks.
Now, is any of that accessible to a blind person? Or I'm totally blind, and I've got a couple different ways of recording, but that sounds like that may be beyond my capabilities, I think.
I don't think so, because to lay down just your basic tracks and your ideas and stuff like that, it's very user-friendly. But then, of course, I burn the files onto a CD or a thumb drive and then give it to maybe my friend David or a bigger studio to put it in, to transfer it into their studio. And that's gotcha. When they do all the EQing and all that kind of stuff, because, you know, if you're visually impaired or blind, you can't. There's some commands and functions of it that you just cannot do.
Right.
I'm friends with a gentleman named William Carr that was the president of Roland, and he took a very special interest in me and taught me a lot of shortcuts, and that was
that helps quite a bit too, right?
His mother.
Yeah. I'm a fan of Roland equipment too, but definitely as far as accessibility, I've been thrilled with Reaper and Sonar also. They had some very accessible stuff, software that, you know, you could use at home. So, you know, you mentioned being a keyboard player and getting to meet some famous people. I understand that you've had the occasion to meet Stevie Wonder and became friends. So, can you tell us a little bit about how you met Stevie, and if you guys keep in touch?
Yeah, it was through his cousin that I've been knowing now for almost, I don't know, maybe 35, 40 years, and we still talk quite a bit, and also Stevie's brother. So I remember calling Milton Stevie brother when Stevie was coming to Connecticut one time and saying, I'd like to be Stevie, and he didn't know me, so he was like,
right.
All the red tape, he said, listen, if you could, and I told him how I, well, let me go back and say, back in 19, I think it was around 81, 82, I was supposed to meet Stevie then through his cousin. So when I kind of gave Stevie brother the details of how I wanted to meet Stevie, he said, well, listen, if you can go back and get information from John and have John call me, I'll set it up. And from there, that's how I met him. He came to the Mohegan Sun, and I met him there for the first time, and now every time he comes to Connecticut, we always get to hang out together. He's an awesome guy.
Nice. I wonder, your soulful singing kind of reminds me a little bit of another blind musician kind of up your way. I think he's in Maryland, maybe. Raul Madone. Have you ever heard him before? He's quite an amazing guitar player and singer. He's got a few albums out, but your voices kind of remind me of each other. Very, very talented as well. But yeah, I was just curious. I do want to ask you some. Yeah, got some great grooves on a lot of your songs. Do you use a drummer, or do you use like drum loops, or how do you typically handle that?
I actually program all my drums. I never used a drummer.
Okay.
You know,
some great
really,
games there. That's what I was wondering.
Well, I know the ASR-10. That's another keyboard that I also use, the Ensoniq ASR-10. So I'm able to go into different. I know how to go into different sequences and break the drum parts up, the rhythms up, and all, so that it can sound more or less like a real drummer.
Gotcha. Hey, if someone has never heard your music, what would you say might be the best first album of yours for them to listen to? If they've never run across you at all, what should they grab off of iTunes that might be your favorite?
Okay. I know it feels good, but the biggest selling song I have is I'm Marrying an Angel. I mean,
yeah.
That is it right there. But I would say grab the I Know It Feels Good album, because it's very diverse. It has a lot of, it comes at you in a lot of different angles, as you stated earlier.
You got some reggae on there for me?
Oh, yeah. There's some reggae out there, too, as well. You like reggae, huh? I think you
have man.
It's for reggae.
I do. Well, I mean, I love a lot of different styles of music. I even collect really old Edison cylinders and stuff, early blues stuff as well. So I appreciate, kind of like you in a way. I appreciate a lot of different styles of music, you know.
I do, I really do. Well, you wait till I release this single next. It should be out next month. You're going to find it to be very interesting. I haven't quite definitively come up with the title, but I'm thinking along the lines of The Connection.
The Connection, okay.
And the American Haitian Filipino-Nigerian connection, because there is some influence from all those cultures.
Interesting. Okay, well, that sounds good to me, because I enjoy a lot of different world music and stuff. So even listen to some African pop. So yeah, maybe you might be incorporating some of that into your music before long.
Absolutely. In fact, that is going to be the future tune. I'm doing a cover by WizKid, so... that would definitely be on.
So since you're a friend of Stevie Wonder, I wonder, has he heard your cover on one of your albums of his song? You're doing Higher Ground, I believe, right?
Yeah, I did do Higher. I don't know, but knowing Stevie, I'm quite sure he has heard it. I know that he has listened to some of my music, and he told
me... I'm sure he'd like it.
Yeah, he did. He says, man, when I did that tribute to Obama, which I kind of took it down, he said, I really like that song. So what happened, though, I started going on some military bases and touring on some military bases. So I just
That's cool.
Went to avoid the controversy. I took the track off and just added all the other songs up there.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I bet it would. I'm sure you're performing at the various bases probably is uplifting for them. But I've got a feeling Stevie probably really liked your version because it's totally different from his, for one thing. And, it still keeps a little bit of that soul, but it definitely has your own vibe, which I really appreciate.
Well,
a totally different turn.
It's tough to do a Stevie Wonder song because he is such an awesome, awesome musician. And I always tell people, if you're going to do someone else's song, they either do it better or you better bring something to the table that is so different. So what I did with Higher Ground, I incorporated two of Stevie's songs. It was Higher Ground, and then in the bridge part of it, I put Master Blaster, the bridge of Master Blaster,
yeah,
in the middle of it.
Right.
Say, hey, I can't sing like you, Stevie. I can't do what Stevie do, but this is what I'm bringing to the table, and it's really, really different.
It's so what you do. That's the important thing. You're, yeah, you're just adding to what he does, so that's,
yeah,
great.
Just feed
so,
it.
No one needs to know, do they?
Nobody, yeah, nobody needs to know. Uh-oh.
So, no, that's, I believe, the name of a song, right?
It is indeed.
So,
Terry, well, so, this is Michael. Terry?
Yes?
I want to say thank you. All right, I want to say thank you for finding our show.
Yeah.
To break it in this way, you know we exist. It's very nice.
I listen to you every week.
Oh!
I don't miss.
You can call in, too, sometime if you want.
No one's even holding a gun to your head or anything. You're doing it willingly, right? There you go.
Yeah.
No. And seriously, you got some great talent, and we appreciate you being on the show. It's awesome. But tell your friends too to tune on in as well and join the party. You know.
Well, if they're listening, listen to me, or check out some of my stuff. TerryWoolard.hearnow.com. That's my first.
Do it again, Terry. Say it again. Say it again.
Terry Woolard, and Woolard is spelled WOOLARD. Here now, H-E-A-R, now, N-O-W. So it's TerryWoolard.hearnow.com.
That's what I wanted to hear. Excellent.
CD Baby or Amazon and any of those digital distributors and Spotify, all of them. I'm everywhere.
And do yourself a favor and grab a couple albums because he's got some good stuff. And I'm not just saying it. So a guy that's got good taste, I can tell you that you'll enjoy it.
Thank you.
Awesome stuff there, brother, and
thanks,
I can't wait,
Terry,
to
thank
get you,
we're
back. I've only got a million more questions for you, so let's talk again.
Yes.
Thank you again, Terry. We're going to go to break.
Welcome, Michael, and feel better soon.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you so much, Terry. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry. Good night.
Good night. We're going to break. Don't
we're
go away.
We're going to break
something. This is the Von Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Boom.
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org, para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. Oh, we're definitely back. This is the Blind Beyond radio show. This is Michael, your host. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
There you go. Slow it down, cowboy.
Did I say it nice and slow?
You did. Beautiful. I like that.
Good. Listen, folks. Got something to tell you, but we're going to do trivia first. I got something to tell you when I come back.
Hello.
Okay, who's singing this song? This is a big song. 407-894-680. That's where to call in to see if you can win a prize. Who's singing this song?
You beat me to the punch. Well, who did that song?
Who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song?
Big oh, that's song. That's a difficult one there, Michael. If you think mine are difficult, that was a hard one. The voice sounds familiar, though. That voice is a familiar voice.
You beat me to the punch now. No, that wouldn't me, though.
Chris, that wouldn't me,
but...
You know her big... Chris, that was not her biggest song. Can you play her biggest song that she had?
Most definitely.
You sound in a good voice tonight there, Chris.
Well, you know, I'm just doing a little shum-shum, a little shum-shum.
I can't wait till we can get back together again and do some jamming, you know?
And let's rock it out, right?
Yes, in person.
Yeah, so
we'll be there live in the studio someday.
Right. We got to get it back. We got to get it back in and go full fledged in.
It's gonna happen though. We're ready. We're counting the days.
All righty, here we go. You ready, Mike?
Yep.
Nothing you can do.
This is our biggest hit.
My God.
My God.
Good guy. Okay, that's enough, Chris.
Yeah, so you don't want to give them too much because they're going to get it.
Yeah, I think so.
407-894-680. Who is singing those songs?
That was a big hint, but you know.
Big hit.
We want to give away prizes anyway. That's the whole idea. That's what makes it fun, to give them away. Who did that song? Call in and tell us.
Yeah, see, that was that jam, too, back in the day. That was that jam right there. That was that jam. I think they were talking about me overall for being that guy for them.
That could be. Yeah, everybody likes singing even the backup part, you know.
Right.
Doing the backup part was as good as the main part.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
We had calls on the line going in.
Not yet. Not yet.
That's okay.
I'll wait 1 minute and I'm going to give the answer.
Let me give the number one more again. 407-894-1680. That's the number to dial. Who sang that song right there? The first song that played, not this one, but the
It's the same person singing both songs.
It's the same one. I mean, you know, if you know one, you know the other.
Right. Tell me who sung this song.
7-8-9. Hmm?
Tell me who sung that song.
I know. For goodness sake, someone knows. A lot of people are shy, you know.
No, really I think Mike really stung everybody with this one.
Yeah, it could be, but it's hard to believe.
Okay, I'm gonna give the answer. It was Aretha Franklin. No, too much.
Country.
Too much. Okay.
People believe it too.
Right? No, it wasn't Aretha.
Who did that song?
Okay, here we go. Waiting 30 seconds. I'm going to give the answer. Okay, I'm going to give you the answer. Nobody's on the line. I'll give you the answer. Chris, nobody's on the line?
Nobody's on the line, Mike. So I guess you're really beating them.
Mary Wells sang those two hits.
You beat them to the punch.
Mary Wells. God bless her. She died quite a few years ago.
Little Mary.
Mary Wells.
Quite contrary.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure she was nice.
And she had the biggest Kool-Aid smile.
Oh, don't go on now about that. Don't get us in trouble
on this
very proper show, you know?
family show. I'm just kidding. You can hey, you can do it.
Hey, folks, here's something you got to listen to. When I went into the hospital this past week, I will tell you this right now. For a person who's blind or visually impaired, if you don't open your mouth when you go in there, I feel bad for you because they're going to screw you left and right.
I thought you were going to say, if you don't have to go to the hospital, don't go.
Well, that's true. That definitely would not go. But what happened was I wanted Lynn to come in with me to the post, the pre-operating and post-operating, before and after. And they said, can't do it because of COVID-19. That's all right. I'm telling you right now, I'm blind. Don't ask me anything to sign, because if you ask me something to sign, I'm not signing nothing without my wife. My wife is my POA. She has all my POAs, and that's it. So I'm telling you now, don't ask me nothing. So we go in. They come and get me. I said goodbye to Lynn. I kissed her. I said, I hope I see you on the other side of the operation. I hope I live. I love you the best. And they took me away. We walk in. The first thing the nurse does and says to me, you have to get undressed here. I said, what is this room? She said, this is a bathroom. I said, bathroom? Where's my bed? Oh, that's down the hallway. I said, you can't change in the bedroom? No, you change here. Where I put my stuff? There's a hook over there. Hook over where? I'm blind.
Your plastic bag.
Oh, she gave me a plastic bag. I said, she says, here's the bag. I said, where's the bag? So she hands me the bag. And it's the old story, who's on first? I don't know who's on second.
So everything I can see it's going to be like this, huh? You're going to play it that way.
So after a couple of times going around with this nurse, she says, wait a minute, I'm going to go get your wife. So
there you go.
She go get my wife. 2 minutes later, she's in here, and she's helping me. I said, the nurse says, yes, you can stay. So
wasn't that much easier, right?
Yeah, but all the nonsense and everything I went through, just by saying I couldn't do it myself, I want her in the room. But if I say I want her in the room, not going to help. But the minute I said I couldn't cooperate what she wanted me to do, I'm blind. I blame everything on blind. You know,
and she didn't want to step up and do it. That's the
point.
Let
me just tell you, folks, I use my blindness to help me. And you could say, well, I don't want people to know I'm blind. Hey, I want people to know I'm blind because it helps. When you are doing something, you should sometimes it helps you. I find being blind, it helps me sometimes. Same thing when you have a cane, different story. So I tell people right away I'm blind. I don't mess around. Don't mess around. I tell people all the time because they're not going to help you. You got to open your mouth and talk. Listen, folks, if you have any issues with hospitals, doctors, call in. Love to hear from you. 407-894-680. Call in. We'd like to hear from you. This is Michael. Like to hear from you. 407-894-1680. You have anything to talk about?
You're doing something really good, and like life is going well. We're happy to hear about that too. That's more than fine.
Well, I was just curious if anybody has issues.
Yeah. Oh, I got some issues. Let me tell you.
Yeah. What do you got issues?
I got some issues. No, actually, I've got a pretty good life overall. I can't complain right now. I'm not bragging there, Michael, but even going through our crazy renovation, which is almost done, we have been fortunate to have a really good contractor and some great workers. So overall, it's been as painless as possible. So I'll be thrilled to get back into our house again now.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
So I'm also looking forward to a road trip coming up, going up to Pittsburgh to see our friends, Terry and Marcy.
Oh, that's why you're going up that.
Yeah, we're going to celebrate Terry's birthday a little late and celebrate my birthday a little early. So there's going to be a lot of celebrating.
And when's your birthday? You don't have to give the exact date. Coming up?
I don't care. October 17th.
Oh.
I will be 60. Yep. October 17th. I'm a Libra.
I was gonna
We're
say
very that. Well balanced, you know.
Good people.
Yeah. Although some people may question that, but that's what leaders are supposed to be.
What's Brenda?
Brenda is, she has cancer, the crab.
Oh, my God. Her and I don't get along.
Your cancer is not supposed to get along with you?
I'm a Gemini. Cancer, I talk and cancer don't talk.
Oh, okay. Well, that's funny. Brenda can talk sometimes. I mean, she can be quiet, but she's versatile.
The crab.
And we get, well, I'll tell you what, the crab and the lever get along just fine because we're how many years now, Brenda? Well, there's no way for me to see any text right now. But, my brain
more than 10?
Out the math. More than 10, yes. So I think we're like 13, 14.
David, I just looked at the show book. The 17th is the day you usually come on, but that's your birthday. I guess you might be not.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that, Lynn. Oh. Sorry.
Yep, I know.
I might have to call in a hooky.
It's
going to
be a rain.
Call him sick.
Yes.
The dog ate my microphone.
Yeah.
I can't get on. No. Depending, I'm not sure where we're going to even be on the 17th, but there may be a way anyway. I'm sure we can make it fun.
So you know what our big debate is right now?
What's that?
On Halloween falls on a Sunday. So we're thinking, how do we want to handle this first hour? Because we have over 100 kids that come around the block. So we're thinking we might just do this live with all the trick-or-treaters.
That could be fun, yeah, and see what they...
Yeah.
And
if they want to come on the radio.
Yeah.
Say you're on a radio show, could they describe what they are?
Yeah. So if I can get Wi-Fi out there in the driveway, we might just do that. That would be funny.
Why not? Yeah, that'd be cool.
So anyway.
I'd like to hear about that, from blind people, maybe on the next show, of course, closer to Halloween, but how they deal with giving out candy when people come by. Because for me,
take advantage.
I don't feel comfortable with the whole giving out candy to the kids. How do you know where their bag is and whatever? So when I was single, I would just leave a bowl out and try to hide under the bed. But since then, I've grown up and now we usually deal with it. And I still Brenda and I do it as a team, and it's a lot more fun.
It's fun. Our friend Nancy comes over and she helps us all the time. One time when we were living in West Palm Beach, I put this big orange bucket out because we had to go somewhere. And the kids, they took the candy and they took the big bucket. It was a big orange wash bin.
When I was single, no one ever ripped me off. I did it like 3 or 4 times where I left the candy out, large amounts, and kids, I'm sure they took 3 or 4 or whatever, but I always had some at the end.
Oh, wow.
Which is crazy, but it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I must have a peaceful neighborhood,
Yeah.
But it goes in cycles, though, Some years, and as kids get older, of course, they quit coming, and we get a new batch.
Well,
that's what happens.
We get a big crowd. But anyway, I just wanted to remind everybody to join us next week with guest co-host Charles Brooks.
You should.
Yeah, we should. Right now, Charles is on a fishing boat with his daughter off the panhandle somewhere. Definitely.
Oh, man. I want to hear about that.
Yeah, so then he's on a fishing trip
with
the blind veterans.
Wow.
So we're looking forward to learning about that. And also, Peter Cucciari from Spectrum Communications, the accessibility manager. He'll be calling in and giving us a baby update. And Carly Brandt from Keystone Association for the Blind will be sharing employment opportunities up there in Pennsylvania and a whole lot more fun and information coming up next Sunday.
Wow, it's going to be busy.
Yeah, so Chris, are you
ready?
I'm all ears.
I'm thinking number one on your agenda tomorrow is to call and find out if you're in a flood zone.
Well, no, number one on my agenda, because I recorded this video on my phone that I'm going to send over to my commissioner. And I need to have somebody come knocking at my door, or I'm going to have to go knocking at the city hall front door and say, hey, we got something that we need to rectify. And I don't think it's fair because I pay bills and I pay taxes. Something needs to be answered.
Chris, I think we'll be seeing you in the news on the Orlando...
Yeah.
West TV tomorrow probably or right. something, right?
Right. You probably will because I done already got it set up. And I'm going to go make my video about it, and I'm going to go create my own story for it and make it happen.
Good.
You got a kayak, right?
If you know you're going to be interviewed, send me a text, Chris.
You know?
I heard you, Lynn. It was a kayak for me, though.
Yeah. I
call it, you made me catch a flashback talking about that kayak. When I first moved down, I came down. I've never been in a hurricane before. So in 2004, 2005, whenever we had them hurricanes back to back, we had Charlie, Francis, Irene.
Come to Florida.
Yeah, I've seen everybody in the neighborhood and everybody in every hood with some form of boat. Because it flooded just that bad, and everybody had canoes and boats. Like, they was really out here in the streets getting around on canoes and boats. So, I understand it now.
It's not funny. It's your home there in Jefferson.
No, it's true. I mean, that was a pretty exciting time. I remember the first one coming through.
Well, yeah. David, thanks for joining us tonight.
Oh, thank you. It was my pleasure, and thank you for having me.
And hopefully everything will be done in your home soon, and you and Brenda can move back in with your kitty.
It will be great, yes, to have Kitty back.
And Chris,
we are enjoying visiting her.
Chris, lots of luck tomorrow. No, seriously, hope you make an accomplishment there and press upon them how serious it is.
If you need somebody to raise heck with them as well, I'll step in there with you.
Most definitely, I appreciate it. Because I need to understand this because just recently our sewer line or bathroom got backed up, and I went outside. Of course, I know little tricks and trades, and I went outside to go check it out, and it wasn't from me, but it was from the city pipeline itself. So all that got backed up. I couldn't flush the toilets. Kids going to the bathroom. I'm like, hold on, something ain't right. So lo and behold, soon as I called. They came out and they said, "Oh well, let me check the sewer line down the road where it's supposed to drain to." And next thing I know, everything was just cleared out because it got backed up.
See, you spoke out.
Speaking up.
But you shouldn't have to. That's the problem. You should never have to.
Thanks for listening to the show.
Appreciate it so much.
Thanks for listening. Listen, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Stay right there. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Good night, all.
Have a great night.
Good night. Bye, Chris.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Bye, Lynn. Bye, Michael. Bye. Bye, people. Listeners. We love you guys. Bye.
Oh,